Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of August 9, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices about Virginia's waters, from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent water news items. As of mid-July, work had begun on a project to remove contaminated sediments from a Portsmouth section of the Elizabeth River near the Superfund-listed Atlantic Wood Industries toxic waste site. At the site, wood formerly was treated with creosote and wastes were stored in pits or discharged into the Elizabeth prior to laws regulating such discharges. The contaminated river sediments are to be stored behind an 11-foot-high, 250-foot-long concrete wall, which is also intended to prevent any new contaminants from flowing off the site into the river. The containment wall plan was chosen in 2008 by the US EPA to deal with contamination at the site. After initial objections to the plan, Virginia resource officials have now agreed to the project because of a lack of funds available to remove the contaminated sediments altogether. The wall project is expected to cost about $100 million, with the cost to be shared by the property owner, the EPA, the Commonwealth, and the U.S. Navy, which disposed of waste materials on the site during World War II. On July 19th, President Obama issued an executive order establishing a national ocean policy. The executive order states that the policy's purposes include ensuring the protection, maintenance, and restoration of the health of ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes ecosystems and resources, and enhancing ocean and coastal economies, in coordination with national security and foreign policy interests. The 10-point policy is to be coordinated by a new National Ocean Council consisting of cabinet secretaries and representatives of federal natural resource and environmental agencies. On July 28th, the House Agriculture Committee approved H.R. 5509, the Chesapeake Bay Program Reauthorization and Improvement Act, which had been introduced on June 11th by Pennsylvania Representative Timothy Holden with several co-sponsors, including Virginia Representative Robert Goodlatte. According to a press release from Representative Goodlatte, the bill would support programs that help farmers, home builders, and localities meet water quality goals. It would not, however, codify the elements of President Obama's May 2009 executive order on the federal role in bay restoration. That's one of the key differences between the Holden bill and another bill currently in Congress to reauthorize the bay program, the Chesapeake Clean Water and Ecosystem Restoration Act, sponsored by U.S. Senator Benjamin Cardin and U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings, both from Maryland. And our last news item this week is about two recent winners of awards for environmental protection. First, in late July, Virginia awarded NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center on Wallops Island with its E4, or Extraordinary Environmental Enterprise recognition, the highest level of recognition in the Commonwealth's Environmental Excellence Program. Wallops Island becomes only the second federal facility in the Commonwealth and one of only 23 facilities overall to receive the E4 award. And second, on July 29th, Claremont Farm in Loudoun County was named as one of seven regional winners of the National Environmental Stewardship Awards presented by the National Cattlemen's Association. The national winner will be announced in February 2011. According to a governor's office news release on the recognition, conservation practices at Claremont include rotational grazing, stream fencing with alternative watering systems, maintaining 1,000 acres of hardwood forest, and placing the farm under a conservation easement. Now it's time for our water sounds and music segment. This week, we feature another mystery sound. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you can identify what's making the deep bass sound. And here's a hint. What do you get if you combine a great stock market with a long-legged pond dweller? If you guessed a bullfrog, you're right. The American bullfrog is Virginia's largest frog, growing to as much as 8 inches in length. That size helps account for its deep call, which can be heard at considerable distance. Bullfrogs are found all over Virginia in larger ponds, lakes, and streams. They feed on insects, crayfish, and, according to one source, almost anything living that they can at least partially swallow. Thanks to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries Frog Call Survey staff and to Lang Elliott of Nature Sound Studio for permission to use this recording from the 2008 CD, The Calls of Virginia's Frogs and Toads. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in state government policy and regulatory meetings occurring between August 11th and August 17th. On August 12th, the Stormwater Best Management Practices Clearinghouse Committee meets in Charlottesville. For more information, phone David Dowling at 804-786-2291. On August 16th and 17th in Richmond, there will be four subcommittee meetings of the Stormwater Management Program Regulations Advisory Panel. For more information, phone David Dowling at 804-786-2291. On August 17th, the Gas and Oil Board meets in Lebanon. For more information, phone David Asbury at 276-415-9700. And also on August 17th, the Regulatory Advisory Panel for Development of a Permit for Small Renewable Offshore Wind Energy Projects meets in Richmond. For more information, phone Carol Wampler at 804-698-4579. Finally, in upcoming educational and recreational events, on August 14th at Holiday Lake 4-H Center near Appomattox, Virginia Citizens for Water Quality is holding its annual summit. For more information, phone David Jennings at 804-775-0951. On August 18th to 19th at the Hotel Roanoke and Conference Center, the Aquacultural Engineering Society is holding an issues forum. For more information, phone Greg Boardman at 540-231-1376. The issues forum precedes the 8th International Conference on Recirculating Aquaculture, which takes place August 20th to 22nd, also at the Hotel Roanoke. For more information about the conference, phone 540-553-1809. And on August 23rd and 30th at Airlie Center in Warrenton, Virginia Cooperative Extension and the Virginia Department of Forestry are holding a two-part family forest land short course entitled Focusing on Land Transfer to Generation Next. Registration is due by August 13th. For more information, phone 540-948-6881. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were provided by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.